Ever feel like you only know the greatest hits of some of these biblical figures?
I know what you mean.
Like we hear the name Peter and instantly we think the rock, right?
Yep. Bold, unwavering leader of the early church.
Exactly. But was he always that way?
That's what we're diving into today, right?
Yeah.
To get a more complete picture.
Absolutely. And we're going deep, folks. We're not just skimming the surface. We've got the Gospels, obviously.
Of course, gotta have the Gospels.
But we're also pulling from Acts.
And even Peter's own letters.
One and to P. Peter. Talk about getting into someone's head.
Seriously. It's like getting a backstage pass to the early church, controversies and all.
Controversies,
Oh,
too.
yeah, we'll get there.
I'm intrigued. So where do we even start with a figure as big as Peter?
Well, before he was Peter, he was just Simon, a fisherman. And Luke chapter 5 paints this like incredibly vivid scene.
Oh, yeah, the miraculous catch of fish, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Simon and his buddies, they're out all night fishing. Nothing. Not a single fish. They're exhausted.
And probably a little frustrated, I'd imagine.
Oh, absolutely. But then Jesus shows up.
Like he does. And what
He
happens?
tells Simon to cast his nets again. Simon's like, "Seriously, we've been at it all night." But he does it anyway. Bam! The
Yeah.
nets are overflowing.
I can just imagine their faces.
So much fish, they can barely haul it in. The boats are practically sinking. It's this crazy, tangible image of abundance, and it just rocks Simon's world.
I bet. Talk about a turning point.
He leaves everything, his boat, his nets, his whole life to follow Jesus.
That's some serious commitment.
No kidding. But it's not just the fish that makes this moment so important. This is also where Jesus gives Simon a new name, Peter, which means rock.
Right. And it's more than just a nickname, right? It's in Matthew 16 where Jesus says he'll build his church on this rock, on Peter.
Precisely. It's a huge statement. It points toward Peter's future leadership role.
Yeah.
But it also kind of makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder what it
Well, did Peter always live up to that rock-solid image? Because, the Gospels don't shy away from some of his, shall we say, less than steady moments.
Oh, there are definitely some of those.
Remember when he tries to walk on water? Just like
And of
just.
course, classic Peter. Total faith 1 minute.
And then sinking in doubt the next. You almost want to yell, "Peter, keep your eyes on Jesus."
Right. And then there's that whole incident with the high priest's servant. Jesus is getting arrested, and Peter, totally out of protective instinct, pulls a sword and.
Bounced the guy's ear off.
Ouch. Talk about a misfire. I mean, what do you think was going on there? Was it just pure adrenaline, or was there something deeper?
You have to wonder, right? Like, was there maybe a sense of fear? A feeling that everything he'd come to believe in was suddenly falling apart?
Yeah, you can see how that kind of pressure could make someone act impulsively.
Absolutely. But perhaps the most difficult, the most challenging story in Peter's journey is his denial of Jesus.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one. Before the crucifixion, right?
Right. Three times he's confronted, asked if he knows Jesus, and each time
He denies it.
denies it completely.
It's heartbreaking, especially when you know Jesus had actually predicted it would happen. I can't even imagine what Peter must have felt afterward.
Right. Just crushing guilt and shame. It really speaks to our humanness, Even someone who is so devoted to Jesus could falter in the face of fear and pressure.
Absolutely. But the story isn't over there, is it?
Thankfully, no. This isn't just about failure, it's about forgiveness.
Redemption.
Yes. After the resurrection, Jesus seeks Peter out. John chapter 21 gives us this beautiful scene of reconciliation by the Sea of Galilee.
Ah, oh, that's such a powerful image, isn't it? Second chances.
Yeah.
The transformative power of forgiveness.
It really is. And it's a turning point for Peter. In Acts, we see him stepping into that leadership role that Jesus entrusted to him.
He really blossoms, doesn't he?
Totally. He's preaching boldly at Pentecost, healing the sick, facing persecution with courage. It's like he's finally embodying that rock identity.
He finds his footing. Then there's that wild story in Acts 10. Peter has this vision, right?
Oh, yeah, the vision. It's intense. A sheet comes down from heaven. It's filled with all sorts of animals that were considered unclean under Jewish law.
Like what?
I don't know, pigs, shellfish, all sorts of creatures that devout Jews would never touch. And a voice tells Peter to kill and eat.
I bet he was pretty horrified.
Totally. But the voice insists that what God has made clean should not be considered profane.
Whoa. So what does Peter make of all this?
It leads him to a truly groundbreaking realization that the good news of Jesus wasn't just for the Jewish people, it was meant for everyone.
A radical idea at the time.
Oh, absolutely. And this moment, it marks a major shift for the early church. It throws the doors wide open to Gentile believers.
It's incredible to think about how this guy, who started out as a simple fisherman in Galilee, becomes this, like, pivotal figure shaping the future of Christianity.
Right. Talk about an evolution. And in his letters, one in 2 Peter, you really see his heart for these early Christians. He's writing to encourage them. Many of them are facing persecution, and he wants them to find strength and hope in their faith.
And he's also not afraid to get real with them, right?
Yeah.
Especially in 2 Peter.
Oh, yeah. He warns about false teachers.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about the importance of perseverance. It's really interesting to see him grappling with these complex issues.
It makes him seem even more real, more human.
Totally. And it's worth remembering, you know, they weren't all on the same page all the time. Like, remember that disagreement Peter has with Paul? It's in Galatians.
What was that about?
Paul calls Peter out for his behavior towards Gentile believers. It shows us that these early church leaders, they weren't perfect. They had disagreements. They wrestled with difficult questions, just like we do.
They were figuring it out as they went along, just like the rest of us.
Exactly. And that's encouraging in a way, don't you think?
I think so. So I guess what we can learn from Peter, from his whole messy, beautiful journey, is that faith isn't about being perfect. It's about learning, growing, making mistakes, and finding forgiveness.
Couldn't have said it better myself. He reminds us that it's okay to doubt, to question, to even stumble, like he did many times. What matters is how we respond to those challenges.
Do we let them define us, or do we use them as opportunities to grow, to learn, to become more like the people we're meant to be?
That's the question, isn't it?
It really is. So as you go about your day today, think about this. What rocks are you building your life on? What are those foundational things that give you strength and purpose?
And when you hit those inevitable bumps in the road, those moments of doubt or failure, how can you draw on Peter's example to find forgiveness, to find resilience?
To keep moving forward. Great questions to ponder.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the life of Peter.
Until next time.